WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. And today, let's talk about something that hits us all finding purpose and meaning in our daily grind. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like a hamster on a wheel, running but getting nowhere. Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from autopilot and actually live life with intention? That's right, friends. We're diving into the world of purpose-driven living. It's not about becoming some superhero saving the world, though that would be pretty cool. It's about understanding what truly matters to you and aligning your actions with those values. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? You need a plan, a vision of what you want to create. Life is no different. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you design a life filled with purpose and intention. 1. Identify your core values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, creativity, knowledge, adventure, helping others? Write these down, they are your compass in this journey. Think about those moments when you felt most alive, most fulfilled. What were you doing? Who were you with? Those are clues to what resonates with you. It's like figuring out what flavors make your favorite ice cream. Once you know that, everything else falls into place. 2. Set meaningful goals. Goals give us direction. They're the stepping stones on our path to purpose. But remember, these aren't just arbitrary achievements. They need to align with those core values we talked about. Think beyond the get-rich-quick schemes and focus on goals that genuinely make you excited, that contribute something meaningful to the world. It could be learning a new language, writing a book, starting a business, volunteering in your community, whatever lights that fire within you. 3. Take consistent action. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Having a great plan is awesome, but it's only useful if you put it into action. Break down those big goals into smaller, manageable steps. It's like climbing a mountain one step at a time gets you to the summit. Don't get discouraged by setbacks. Remember, even the most successful people face failures along the way. The key is to learn from them and keep moving forward. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but practicing gratitude can shift our perspective dramatically. Take time each day to appreciate the good things, your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunset, whatever brings you joy. Gratitude is like a muscle. The more you exercise, the stronger it becomes. And that strength will help you navigate challenges with resilience and grace. 5. Live in the present moment. We often dwell on the past or worry about the future, but true purpose comes from being fully engaged in the present moment. Savor your experiences, appreciate the little things, and remember that life is happening right now. You're not going to get a second chance at today, make it count. Think about that time you were so engrossed in a hobby, lost track of time, and felt truly alive. That's the power of living with intention. You are engaged, present, and connected to something bigger than yourself. That's what we're aiming for here, not just surviving, but thriving. So remember, your life is a masterpiece waiting to be created. Don't let it go to waste. Start identifying those values, set some meaningful goals, take consistent action, practice gratitude, and stay present in each moment. You've got this. I want to hear from you guys. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? What's one thing you're going to do differently this week to live with more purpose? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, keep striving for greatness. You're capable of amazing things. Believe in yourself and go out there and make a difference.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.